One day when I was a young boy, my mother and I were doing dishes together in the season of Advent, and she turned to me and she said, "Guess what? I have a surprise for you, something that you're going to hear about before even Christmas." And I got excited, of course, and couldn't wait to hear what it was. And she went on to tell me that we are shortly going to be adopting a baby boy from Korea in a few weeks. So you will have a new baby brother. I didn't know what to say at first. I was shocked, but then the excitement hit me. I was going to have a baby brother. Immediately, of course, it explained why my family was making all these preparations around the house and continued to do so in the weeks ahead. You know, the baby room had to be prepared. We needed to stock up on all the baby supplies. And among other things, we had to figure out how to adjust our schedule so that we could spend time with this child that was coming, that we were so excited about. These were just a few of the sacrifices that we had to make to prepare out of love for this new member of our family. And thus, day by day, our excitement together grew. And finally, I remember the big day arrived, and my family and I piled into our station wagon, because it was the 1970s, you know, and we made the drive all the way to O'Hare Airport in Chicago. We spent much of the day at the airport constantly thinking about the child who was flying from halfway around the world, who would be with us shortly to bring us so much joy. When the plane landed, we rushed to the front of the line. Soon, a nurse stepped out with the young infant, and she yelled out my mother's name. When she answered, she was given this beautiful Korean baby, which she clutched close to her heart and was crying tears of joy. The rest of my family also experienced that same great joy, and I still look back even to this day with fond memories, as we all do when we look back on the arrival of new children into our homes. In a couple of weeks, we too will remember a child that was born for us over 2,000 years ago in a little cave outside Bethlehem, a child that has freed us from our sins and brought us the joy of new life. We've never seen this child, of course, with our own eyes, but we will one day. And we should look forward to that moment with great joy and great longing. And that is what Advent is really all about. It's remembering Christ's birthday and all the things with grateful hearts that he has done for us. But it's also a time of preparation for his return. Christmas not only reminds us that Jesus has come, but also someday that he will come again. So the church reminds us through the readings that we hear during the Sunday that we should prepare our hearts and souls for this meeting with our Lord. And if we prepare, we will receive the Lord with great joy and excitement, like my family did for my new brother. But how do we prepare? You know, Paul tells us exactly how we should go about doing that. He says to test everything in our lives and in our hearts, and retain the good. Retain what we feel good about, what we feel is holy and pure and will bring us closer to the Lord. But on the other hand, avoid any semblance or attachment to evil. He also tells us, rejoice. Rejoice always and never cease praying. Render constant thanks to God, for such is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. So that's how we prepare. And thus, let us prepare to rejoice as Christmas draws near. For when we remember someone's birthday or when we remember someone's anniversary, how happy the person is whose birthday or anniversary that we celebrate. How much more so will our Lord appreciate and bless all those who prepare to celebrate Christmas with the Lord in their mind and heart. So amidst all the chaos of the shopping and the baking and the wrapping that we're all rushing to do in this last week of Advent, let us remember, too, to take those spiritual time out and spend some time in prayer with the Lord, like we are doing today. For that's really the best gift that we can give Jesus, the gift of our time, the gift of our presence, the gift of ourselves. So my wish for you this Christmas is the same as St. Paul's, that God, the God of peace, would make you perfect in holiness, that he would preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.